open right now. And here's the best part. Price is about the same for Gulf Station Cafe that you would find at some fast food place. See them today.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberrock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberrock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberrock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of Lumberrock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning, everybody. Hey, with the Easter weekend coming up, you want to have maybe a weekend on Toledobend Lake, or you got someone coming up, let me recommend Driftwood Inn and Lodge by the Lake. They're at 4854 Cardiff Ferry Road, right there on the lake. They've got 20 great reconditioned motel rooms. They've got suites available. They got cabins available. They got RV sites. They got an event center. My friends Ted and Annabelle Toller. They're at 281-701-8591. I promise you, you'll enjoy your stay there. That's all available at Driftwood Inn and Lodge by the Lake. Check them out on Facebook at Driftwood Inn Lodge by the Lake. Great prices. You won't find better in Toledobend Lake area. Want to catch a movie? Playing right now, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Arthur the King, Imaginary. How do you find out everything playing, what times they take effect, and everything you want to know? It's real simple. Go to acadianacinema.com and click on to Parkway Cinema. It's just that easy. With us this morning is going to be Warren Founds. He's the executive director of the Sabine River Authority. He's on his way in now. I'll tell you that tomorrow we've got Ryan Robertson of the Sinlaw Report. Lots of things going on in the Louisiana legislature. He's covering a lot of those. Always go to the SinlawReport.com, and it's on Facebook, and catch things as they are. We're going to do things a little different this morning. We're going to go ahead and take our first break early so that we can get the most in on the program. So before we do that, I want to tell you about Bass Heating and Cooling. They provide quality hometown-friendly service. Now, spring is coming on, and your air conditioner may need cleaning. It may need some Freon. It may need some serious work. Before you get in a heat and a bind, call up Bass Heating and Cooling. Get them to come out and check it. Now, when you do, mention you heard the radio ad, and you'll get an additional 10% discount. You can call them at 318-554-9884 or check them out at the website bassheatingandcooling.com or check them out on Facebook.
This is Mary Scruggs from Natchitoches, Louisiana. I'm a senior at Northwestern State University, majoring in communications. I chose NSU to pursue a career as a professional communicator, such as a journalist, digital content producer, or advertising and public relations specialist. If you live in Natchitoches Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. We have scholarship opportunities available. Contact us at nsu.la/visit to schedule a free tour. Forkham Demons!
There's no better place to shop for boots and clothing than your local Nichols store. Come see our line of men's clothing and boots by Ariat. Ariat boots are built for work, but look great when off the clock, too. We've got men's casual wear by Ariat. Shirts in lots of colors and styles. Ariat also makes fashion wear for ladies. Come see our new selection of colorful ladies' tops, vests, and more by Ariat. For work boots, casual wear, and fashion wear, drop by your local Nichols store.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today. Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Your favorite Leesville pawn shop owners are retiring. That's right. Tanya and James with Star Pawn Grunt and Archery are packing up their bags and heading home. To celebrate their retirement, they're having a massive sale with plenty of items 10 to 50% off. You can stop by today at 1074 Entrance Road in Leesville, or you can call 337-537-1756. You can also throw in your bid at bonnetauctions.com to see a vast array of guns for auction now. Retirement sale at Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Hey, welcome back. I want to remind you that now's a good time to stop in a Nichols store. Why? Because you got everything for everybody in the family. They've been providing this for over 100 years. Great service, great results. You always get it at Nichols. Nichols Department Stores in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and many. And with us now is Warren Founds, Executive Director, Sabine River Authority. Warren, hey, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted. Glad to be here.
Good to have you with us. lake level, about where we want it to be. We've been getting a lot of rain, generating a lot of power. Where are we at?
Well, we have. You know, we went this whole past year. We had several months with hardly anything coming in, and we didn't generate through the winter. And then, we got to the first of the year, and the lake started rising a little bit, and we're able to have a little bit of generation, and then we've had two decent rains that have allowed us to, you know, run the generators 24/7 for several weeks. Just this week, last week we had them going 24/7, both generators, and in March is when you generate if you're above 169.5 and below, you know, in between 169.5 and 170 elevation. So yesterday or Monday morning, I think we got right back about to the 169.5, and then they throttled back to one unit. I think we're running one unit 10 hours a day right now. And Ted, our new power sales contract calls for 16 hours a day of generation, 5 days a week. This was prime power, and for the month of March, we try to give them, it's 47 megawatts per hour. Well, we have one unit that will do 40 megawatts, and we have one that does 35. So the mode we're in right now, we'll run that one unit and give them as many of those, you know, we'll give them 40 megawatts for as many hours as we can, and try to keep the lake level above the 169.5, and hopefully actually get to 170 by this weekend, as our hopes, so we could generate the first week in April, which calls you'd have to be above a 170 to generate. So it's a small, you know, it's a 6-inch variable that we try to operate within to you know, stay in compliance with our guide, and also to try to manage it. We, you know, the lake levels are managed by the typical inflow. So you can, we've got all the information for 55 years now of what a median inflow would be, and what I would tell you, we've been closer to the about just the 25% of the time that, you know, we're actually low on inflows. So, but it's worked out. We've generated past couple of months some, been able to make our contract quotas or pretty close to it. So, and it's not that we have to generate that. It's just we have the ability to, and we get paid a higher dollar amount for those 16 hours, 5 days a week. So.
A lot of people on the lake for the Easter holidays or not? Is this a big holiday weekend?
Oh, sure. Easter will be a big weekend.
Most places booked.
I would say most places are probably booked. And Ted, you can tell it. Certainly, I said the barometer for us is Toledo Town. You know, you can go through the December and January, and you don't see hardly any boats. And the time you get to March, there'll be, you know, I go to work at between 6 and 6:30. We start at 6:30, and Toledo Town at 6:30 is wrapped up with boats. There'll be, you know, 20 or 30 boats out there waiting to go. So this is a busy time of the year for us.
It's been unusually cool, in my opinion, but we've beginning to see results of Cypress Bend Golf Resort. So what's the take on it? Doing well?
What? Well, it is. You're right. We had some unseasonably warm weather, and then it's been got turned off cool again. Looks like it's going to be cool this week a little bit, but it's going to warm up, I think, in the afternoons. But and it's been wet the past couple of weeks, so I think we've got a week of dry weather. In fact, I was out yesterday, and the superintendent was airifying one of the greens that they're you know, it's not that it's bad, it's probably just the weakest green that they were airifying and putting the fertilizers on and hoping for a little dry weather this week. But the grass is really growing. I think that, you know, the warm February, I guess, and first part of March, it really the grass has started taking off. Of course, you can see it, all the trees are budding out now, and but it's really. Areas that a year ago, Ted, we had, you know, drainage ditches or whatever, or ruts going across the golf course where we're in trying to get grass to grow so it would look good. And, you know, those have filled in. So you still may have a depression there, but at least you have grass in it now. So
people playing?
Oh, yeah. It's really you're seeing a lot more play. Even during the week, you're seeing, I'm not saying the parking lot's full every day.
Well, what's the name of the company that manages it?
Sterling Golf.
Sterling Golf.
Sterling
so
Golf.
So are they able to generate interest from other places?
They are. They have about 12 different golf courses that they operate, several in the Houston area, and then they operate one in Lake Charles, a public golf course, Mallard. And so they're certainly promoting it through that realm too, but they're also bringing in groups.
So how do they get compensated? Is it a management agreement, or are they compensated on a number of plays?
This is actually they signed the same, they agreed to the same agreement actually that ALH had from 25 years ago.
Okay.
And the rent is, you know, is based upon what gross revenues. And so, but no, they're actually managing it with their money. The River Authority, of course, we did all the renovations and stuff. And we certainly helped, Ed, with, you know, labor anytime that they have something that we can help them do. We certainly go out and help do. But no, this is, they've taken the course on, and hopefully they're going to, you know, they believe they can make money and doing it because through their expertise. There's been a lot more play at the golf course, and certainly this is the time of the year when you're going to start getting it. But I know that there's they have several groups, and I know that I talked to the manager the other day, and I know that they're bringing in, they want to do a big tournament that they're going to sponsor, and, you know, that would bring people from all these other courses they play or from anywhere. It's open to anybody, but so, I think their focus is going to be golf, really, not the hotel. So, you know, hopefully it's a win-win.
So is it a effort by them for people to come and play, or people to come and play and stay?
Well, it's both. I think we have, I can tell you we have some through, I know one of the deals that is generating play. Part of their deal is that you have a computer system that manages all these tee times and everything, where you can just get online and you can register and get a tee time and you get these deals. Well, that service is provided for a couple of tee times a day. So they're allowed to sell those two tee times. So you're getting people that are coming that, you know, they'll look online and say, well, what is the bargain? Well, it may be $25 cheaper if you buy, buy that tee time. So, well, there's only a couple of them, you know, but that actually pays the computer service for putting the computers. I mean, all the equipment, everything belongs to that company. So it's kind of just a barter deal where they're trading out, but it certainly put players from different areas that are coming in and looking at the course. And there's still getting a lot of good compliments from everybody that plays it.
So do you need tee times to play at Cypress Bend?
I would tell you that certain times you probably do. And, Ted, I know that, you know, I've been there since the beginning, and I've told all of my friends, I hope that they're able to fill up all the Fridays and the Saturdays and the days that when we typically just walk out there and say, oh, yeah, we came to play today. Can I go out right now? And at 1 o'clock, probably the best tee time would be, you know, either 10 o'clock or 1 o'clock on Friday or Saturday. And it's, I would tell you that you should call and make a tee time, you know, just to make sure, because they may have a group that's going out for, you know, an hour and a half if they're sectioned out like that. But hopefully one day it'll get to that you won't be able to drive up and just play without a tee time. If so,
the River Authority has put what, roughly $4 or $5 million into it recently.
The River Authority put about $5 million into the renovation.
How does that affect the cost of playing a round of golf?
Well, the fees have gone up. It was, I believe it was $75 on weekends, and it's $95 on a weekend, and I think it's $20 less than that during the week.
But is that comparable with other golf courses?
It is, Ted. It's certainly comparable. In fact, I would tell you that in some places this is way cheaper than a lot of really nice golf courses like this. And so I think we still do have, and I think they're in the process of trying to come up with their membership, and I think that you'll see that pretty quick.
You think they'll continue a membership?
Yeah, there will be. I mean, it's not out yet, but I know that they're in the talks. I've seen it, and I think it's going to be very comparable to what everybody that's been playing, you know, was told 2 years ago. And, I mean, again, Sterling was not here when we started all this renovation.
Sure.
So they're aware of it and trying to make it, you know, they want to induce the locals to play. And certainly, you know, I shared with them the thoughts of the River Authorities that part of this was to, you know, so that retirees could come to Toledo Bend,
sure,
fish and play golf for, you know, a reasonable fee, that they'd hope to, you know, be able to retire here and have the best of both worlds. So
you got a River Authority meeting this month?
We actually had one last Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So
what
we don't have one tomorrow. We had one last Thursday, and it was not a whole lot of action of anything. Went through all the reports and stuff, and this was actually our, you know, mainly the financial meeting was to present all that to the board. And, but no, it was
still
short and sweet.
Still tournaments every weekend?
Tournaments every weekend. At Cypress Bend, certainly, and most weekends also at San Miguel. So we have, depending upon the size, if it's, you know, and when, these tournaments, I would tell you that probably 75% of the tournaments that are happening have been happening every year. So they, you know, they'll come one year, have their tournament, and they'll book it that week, said, hey, put us down again next year. We're coming, you know, so.
Is this the best year ever for Toledo Bend?
Well, there's certainly with the two big tournaments, the Bass Elite and Major League Fishing. Actually, Major League Fishing is out there today, is at Cypress Bend. But
are those professionals or not?
Those are professional tournaments. Yeah, and certainly, Ted, you know better than most. The advertising get from that. I thought you have to pay money to get these big tournaments to come in, but certainly you can get on YouTube now, and there are a bunch of videos out there of this. Certainly is for Bass Elite, of watching them fishing the 4 days on Toledo Bend, and I mean it's pretty neat. Now, I don't know what all that's worth in advertising dollars, but it's a pretty neat deal to be able to.
And I assume you still have the Oilman's tournaments.
Texas Oilman's, Louisiana Oilman's. Those are all staples. They're coming every year, you know.
And there's nothing better than to get to go fishing on Toledo Bend Lake with your company paying all expenses.
That's perfect. and as long as oil prices are good, they all get to come and they get to have a good, entertain their guests too.
Do you know this month, the United States of America was the top producer of oil in the world?
That's great.
It's pretty amazing.
That's really good for Louisiana.
Louisiana Tech. Warren Founds, Executive Director of Sabine River Authority. He's our guest this morning. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Northwestern State University's Department of Mathematics hosts the Demon Math Classic, March 22nd. It was sponsored by Sabine State Bank, and it had 13 teams from 7 high schools competing in the Quiz Bowl. It was a great success. Congratulations to the students. Thanks to Sabine State Bank and Northwestern State University.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
A reminder from Tax Solutions at Glendine Tax Service. 3 out of 4 taxpayers get a refund. But if you file a paper return or have any errors, your return normally will be delayed. Bring us your W-2s, file electronic. This also applies to earned income credit. There is no extra charge for this service. Don't let the IRS keep your money. Get it today. Tax Solutions at Glendine Insurance, DeRidder, DeQuincy, and Oakdale. Call 337-463-2000. That number again, 337-463-2000.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with LumberRock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. LumberRock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of LumberRock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of LumberRock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
Your favorite Leesville pawn shop owners are retiring. That's right. Tanya and James with Star Pawn Gun and Archery are packing up their bags and heading home. To celebrate their retirement, they're having a massive sale with plenty of items 10 to 50% off. You can stop by today at 1074 Entrance Road in Leesville, or you can call 337-537-1756. You can also throw in your bid at bonnetauctions.com to see a vast array of guns for auction now. Retirement sale at Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
Hey, don't forget, Paul Johnson comes up at 8:05 on most of these stations. Be tuned in for that. You notice that it's a little more difficult to read the billboards and signs and read your newspaper. Maybe it's time for an eye exam. Where better to go than Louisiana Eye and Laser Center? They are the experts, and they're close to you. Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, Alexandria, 14 locations in total. 318-487-2020. That's the number to call. Or go to laionlaser.com. The experts taking care of some of the most important parts of your body. Warren Founds, Executive Director of Sabine River Authority, our guest. What's going on Toledo Bend that we haven't talked about?
Well, I would like to tell you, because I ask, I just got my office to call and send me some information. We have the Crappie for Cash tournament will come up May 4th.
Okay.
And there's a $3,000 payout. And
that's always a big tournament.
It's not many tournaments for crappie fishermen. So.
And for a tournament that anybody can enter.
That's right. Anybody can go in and catch a crappie, you know, and enter and be in this tournament. But it's a $150 entry fee, and it's on May 4th. And this is a tournament that Mike Carr and Susie Anthony out of our office started years ago. And it's been well received, and so you have a lot of people fishing every year. You'll have father and sons fishing, you know, or father daughters, whatever combination, you know. So it's been a good tournament, but and we also have a deal that if you enter by April 18th, you qualify for these free entry drawing, and you get a free T-shirt and stuff. So it's a neat tournament.
And if I remember correctly, you pay everything that's back
that's
to,
right.
to the people.
That's right. All the money that comes in entry fee goes out. So.
Oh, that's great.
So, May 4th this year, so mark it on your calendar.
What else going on, Toledo Bend?
Well, Ted, there's, you know, certainly this is the time of the year when we fill the lake, and we, you know, you had asked me questions about the lake levels, and I know that we have an engineer on our side, and Texas has an engineer on their side, and this has always been a deal about, you know, exactly how we manage lake levels, trying to fit it, and certainly we have a new contract now that we're trying to fit into that, but stay within the guide and operate, but... So there's a question whether or not you get, you know, whether you can generate. Not a question. We're not supposed to generate if we're not above a certain level.
Okay.
Well, you may have started the day, you know, with a lake level at, let's just say it's 169.7. So it's just said, yeah, we're going to generate today, you know. And, well, then you have some wind start blowing one direction or other. The wind may blow from the south. And you can watch the lake level will start dropping.
Really? Really?
We take the lake level at the dam, and you picture it like a bathtub, and if you were to pick one end of the bathtub up, the water will go to the other end. Toledo Bend, you can look at gauges. These are USGS gauges that are available to anybody to look at. But if you see the one at the dam start dropping, and you want to say, well, wait a minute, we were higher than that. We're only generating with one unit. The water doesn't go out that fast, you know. So you can look at the north end. You can look at the Logansport gauge and say, well, wait a minute, the lake's rising at Logansport. And they almost correspond. And it truly is, if you picture a bathtub that you're picking one end up. Well, don't you know that it happened this week? And it happened about 4:30 in the morning. We had a strong wind blow, and somebody emailed in to us, said, hey, why are y'all generating below 169.5? Well, by the time that we got the email, the slosh came back. You know, the water.
got a question for you.
Sure.
Now, I'm out of time, so let me make it a quick one. Let's say today you're going to generate. Is this a one-person job? They go and they push a button and generator start, or is it a big process?
Well, it is a process, and you do that. All this is 24 hours ahead because, you know, the power has to go somewhere. Somebody has to agree to buy that power. So we're scheduled to sell so much power, but we need to let them know what we're going to put into the system because it needs to find a home somewhere. It's got to go somewhere. So that's done 24 hours ahead every day, and typically on the weekends, if we know, you know, that we can generate whatever, we give that to them on Thursday so they can plan Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and typically Monday, if you know it. That way it gives us Monday morning to come back in and get together, both Texas and Louisiana, and see what the weather's going to be, and, you know, and plan the rest of your next week. So it's a process, Ted.
Warren, have a great Easter. Thanks for visiting with us.
Thank you, Ted.
I miss you.